It has taken me 2 full years to finally become a true Wisconsinite. Let me prove my work real quick. I've mastered phrases like, you betcha, and oh. I've learned that yeah, no means no, and no, yeah means yeah, I think. I've eaten at supper clubs, I've had some fish fries, and I've gone to every fest there is to celebrate the cranberry, the butter, and even the squirrel, because who doesn't love a good squirrel celebration? And, aw, geez, I was even in a cow milking contest, and I came in second, you betcha. Look, the people of Wisconsin are special, and they're exactly the model that the former chief of staff of the Army said when he said, people first, winning matters. The people of Wisconsin are incredibly nice, people first, and incredibly hardworking, winning matters. And when you put those two things together, you have a Fort McCoy workforce that thrives. Major General Baker, Major General Riccardi, Mr. Appleman, the incredibly high number of general officers and command sergeants major that are here, represented officials, community members, other distinguished guests, and the workforce of Fort McCoy who showed up in mass. Thank you for joining me, not to celebrate my 2 years in command, but our incredible accomplishments of the people of Fort McCoy. I spent the last 2 weeks trying to see every person in the garrison and personally thank them and shake their hands. I've hit about 90% of you, so I won't go into too much detail by directorate. But I want to highlight the importance of what you do every single day for our nation. Fort McCoy, named the Total Force Training Center, does 3 core missions, and you do them well. Number 1, training soldiers and service members. Over 70,000 people are trained here every year in the crown jewel of the Army Reserve installation. And the exceptional workers of Fort McCoy host tens of thousands every year, ensuring our nation is trained and ready, which deters our enemy and prepares us for the next fight. 2, mobilizing units. We stand ready to mobilize, if needed, tens of thousands of service members to accomplish the Army's mission to deploy, fight, and win our nation's wars on foreign soil. Notice I did not say try hard, but to win. We have no option when the military deploys, and you know that by standing ready. And finally, number 3, a strategic support area, which basically means whatever else we tell you to do. Whether that means hosting 13,500 Afghanis like 3 years ago, supporting national conventions, or responding to natural disasters like tornadoes or floods, Fort McCoy stands ready. And over the past 2 years, it's because of the people, you, the people that have done so much, the soldiers, civilians, and tenants of Fort McCoy, all standing and sitting out there, have injected $4 billion into the local economy, conducted a $150 million barracks renovation project, recover from Operation Allies Welcome, ran 2 successful exercise seasons and year-long training opportunities for over 150,000 service members. Construction of the new barracks, the tallest occupied structures in Monroe County, and headquarter buildings. The plan to sustain our World War II infrastructure that has been around 80 years and has to be around another 80 years. Implemented a leadership development program to grow as a worker and a family member and a community member at home. Set conditions for the Army's first bubble dome that will replicate over 100 other places. Enhanced opportunities for recreational activities in gyms, campers, facilities. Improved IT modernization. Conducted hundreds of sustainment and improvement projects. That might have been my guy right there, honking at me. The beginnings of data analytics, greater community relations, and hundreds of other things. But most importantly, you supported our center of gravity, the soldier, and by proxy, civilians, families, and customers. Fort McCoy continues to outpace its peers based on you, who care so much about this place. And when I say people, I mean community as well. The neighboring towns are so wonderful to support us in the way that they do. There's not one place in Wisconsin I go where I don't feel like a valuable partner in enhancing our way of life in the community and get to eat cranberries like all the time. It's amazing. Major General Baker, thank you for being an exceptional senior commander, providing vision, guidance, and direction, getting out of the way, and letting us do our job. Best of luck in your change of command tomorrow, passing these things, and retirement. Mr. Appleman, welcome on your first trip to Fort McCoy and your support of Army Reserve installations, again, here at the crown jewel of them. Command Sergeant Major Calarco, thanks for being an exceptional partner in this journey and providing so much strategic thought. He's the only Command Sergeant Major that briefs at like the IDR and MCOM levels, and they all hate him for that. They all have to do it later because of him. As Mr. Appleman mentioned, my bride and four kids moved to Pennsylvania ahead of me. I would be remiss not to recognize them, along with all of the military families who do so much for our nation and serve alongside our service members. These families have to pick up their lives every 3 years. It is tough, and it is worth it. And finally, to Colonel Baez, best job I've had to date. You're gonna enjoy the ride and kill it as well. It has been an honor to be a small part of the history of Fort McCoy. And believe me, I know because of you, we are postured to face the next future challenge. I hope to be back someday after I retire in 6 or 10 or 20 years. And you'll most likely see me on the front gate, backing up traffic, saying hi to people. Or as a firefighter, I tried to do it in the ladder truck, I got denied. But in the meantime, thank you for caring so much about Fort McCoy, the United States Army, our military, our nation, and our mission. What you do matters. You're so good at it, and I'm incredibly proud of you. God bless you all. Fort McCoy, our military, the community, and the United States of America. And in closing, be great today. You betcha. Triad 6 out.